Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show, my so-called fabulous. Welcome back, everyone. And it is no secret that it's my guilty pleasure, and it has for years and years and years and years, the Real Housewives of wherever. And I am so lucky that I connected with this fabulous woman, y'all. I connected with her, gosh, it's been a couple of months ago, I guess. Probably back in the fall. But the Real Housewives of Orange County, I'm bringing to you, and that lives really close to me now, Peggy Tanos. Welcome!
Oh my gosh, Tiffany, I'm so happy to be here, and so nice to meet you finally in person. And I'm just excited to be here in Texas.
I am so happy you're here, and I watched you in 2011 I was there. I was watching back, and I was looking at a picture this morning, Peggy, that there was only five of y'all at the time, right?
Five of us, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the OG Vicky and Tamara and you and Gretchen.
And Alexis.
And
then we did bring on Fernanda that season, and she was the first lesbian on the show.
Okay.
Super sweet lady.
Groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking, yep. And I think after that season, I stayed on for a little bit of seven, and then I left. I got out of my contract, which I was lucky I was able to do that because I did sign a five-year contract. But then after that, they started bringing on more girls. So I think now it's about six to seven women that they usually try to have.
Right.
And then they'll add on some friends too, which then makes it like, you know, eight or nine, 10 women.
Right. Well, okay. I want to get to all of that, but you are joining us here in Texas now. You moved from Orange County to Texas. And so you were filling me in a little bit about that. So tell us why you moved. We think our state's fabulous.
It is fabulous.
It's fabulous. So tell us, because Orange County, beautiful. California, beautiful. Why did you move to Texas?
And Orange County is gorgeous, and it's very hard being born and raised, both my husband and I, you know, in Orange County and leaving. Everyone's like, why would you leave? It's the perfect place. And it really is. But for us, we moved for our children, and they're the most important things to us. And at the time, my girls had been homeschooling for the last 3 years. There started being a lot of crazy stuff going on with Newsom, and they weren't allowed to go to school anymore. And so at that point, my husband said, you know, I think it's time that we look in another state for some more freedoms. Yeah. So we chose, we were looking between here and Florida. And we said, well, let's start in Texas because it's not as far to go.
Halfway.
And I already had some friends here, know some of the housewives here. And so we decided on Texas. So we've been here about 5 months now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to have you. And you're living in South Lake.
I'm in South Lake, which is gorgeous. And it's funny. A lot of people, you know, what are you doing in the burbs? You know, you should be downtown. Orange County is the burbs.
Yes.
And I'm used to, you know, the beautiful living. And when we first were looking here, you know, we thought, okay, we'll do the scene. We'll do Highland Park. We were looking more in Preston Hollow. You get a little more land. But at the end of the day, when we went out to South Lake, you know, we're on almost 3 acres. And I just felt more peaceful out there. And the funny thing is, it's only 25 minutes to get to downtown. And I go in downtown at least once a week, sometimes twice. My husband and I usually do, a date night down there once a weekend.
Right.
But it's weird. Like, people here are like, oh, my God, you live so far. I'm like, so far? I would used to drive like an hour and a half each way to go to L.A. every day. So.
Right.
It's definitely a different mindset.
It is a different mindset. And I have a lot of friends in Dallas. And Fort Worth is almost like a different country. It's not that far.
It is
25 miles.
Very close.
I know.
Yeah.
You're so close to me, and I'm so excited. New friend, y'all. New friend, and always up for new girlfriends.
Yes.
Okay, so you moved here. And, you know, you were kind of coined the glam girl meets granola girl, right? That's what you were. And tell us how that came about.
I think people kind of coined me the granola girl because I'm very holistic. And at the time, we had brought my mother-in-law on the show, and she is a naturopathic doctor. So everything, and the funny thing is before I even met my husband, I was always really into homeopathy and naturopathic medicine. And so then when I met him and he said his mom's a naturopathic doctor, I was like, oh, match made in heaven, you know, I like the mother already. Our family has always been very into natural remedies. But then I'm also very, glamorous. I love to get dressed up. I love the bling. I have breast implants, you know, so it's not like I'm granola to the point where, oh, my God, I don't do makeup or Botox or implants.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I am.
Fair. It is fair because, you know, when I've told you about my explant surgery,
yes.
Which I'm so happy I did, and you and I have discussed that, it didn't work for me. It didn't work at all for me, and I'm so, so happy. I probably when I was with DeAndra,
I hadn't had my implants out yet. So I was very, very sick. I did the show with DeAndre Simmons in Dallas. That's how you found me. So, it didn't work for me. And I always tell people, what works for you may not work for everyone. You
absolutely.
Know? Don't you agree with that?
I absolutely agree. And I did tell you, I shared with you something I hadn't shared with people, but recently I went to Orange County for a family party. And I do ultrasound as opposed to mammograms because they're safer, in my opinion, and they're more holistic. So especially with implants, you know, people have had implants pop from mammograms. So I went to get my ultrasound. I figured, well, I'm in Orange County. I'll just do my yearly ultrasound because I have a great clinic out there I go to. And there was a little bit something different from last year's ultrasound. And so they were a little concerned. And, you know, the tech was like, I don't want to say this, but it could be that the implant is leaking. So I think I had shared with you, I was like, well, maybe I'll be the next, explant patient.
That's right.
But thankfully, I got my results yesterday and everything is fine. So knock on wood, I think, well, right now I don't have any problems. And if it's not broke, why fix it? So they're staying in for now.
They're staying in. And you know what? I love it because your eyes are wide open. It is what it is. And when I talked to you a few weeks ago, it was, if this is my journey, this is what we do.
Yep. And I'm open to it. If down the road something, and I think as we get older, I chose my implants so that I can keep them low key. But if I want them out there, I can also do that.
Right.
But I think if I were to change them out at some point, I would either go smaller or I would possibly just completely take them out.
Absolutely.
So I'm definitely open.
Absolutely. I love that. I love hearing that. Makes me feel better because I have a lot of people. There's a lot of judgers in the world, as you know.
Yes.
And I'm sure being on the OC, you do not know what I'm talking about.
My God. I tell people, if you're considering doing any kind of reality show, you have to have thick, thick skin and just don't read the comments. I mean, during COVID, there actually an article came out that I was killed from COVID.
What?
My husband and I laugh because we're like, what fake news is going to happen today? And then there was an article years ago. My assistant had she had marked the wrong box on something. And it was something with my corporation that was separate from my husband's corporation. So she had marked it like single, but it was only single because it was my corporation. But she was supposed to put like married, but filing single, something like that. I didn't remember, it was so long ago. But then there was an article comes out, we're divorced. And he's like, gosh, I didn't know we were divorced. I'm like, I didn't either. I didn't even know we went and filed. So
how dare you?
You just, being a celebrity and being in the spotlight, you have to know that there's going to be fake stuff written about you, and you just have to laugh about it.
You do. So let me interrupt the show just for a minute. Eating healthy has always been a priority. However, when life gets busy, it makes it harder to maintain healthy eating habits, which is why I'm loving Personal Trainer Food. Personal Trainer Food is an easy and cost-efficient way to have healthy meals ready in minutes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With 75 plus restaurant quality menu items to choose from and meal plans designed to fit your needs, these delicious meals make it easier than ever to reach your health goals. Simply select your plan, your meals, and get 7 to 24 days worth of meals delivered right to your doorstep. So far, y'all, my favorite meals are egg bites in the morning and fire-braised chicken breasts during the day or at night. Head to personaltrainerfood.com to get started and use code TIFFANY35 for 35% off your order. Again, that's personaltrainerfood.com. Use TIFFANY35 at checkout. Let's dive in because people want to know, of course, how did it happen? How did you, what is the word? You were casting, I'm sure, at the time. And how did that happen?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. So I believe Orange County was, they're the original. And I believe they were in season 2 when it was like Vicky and Gina and Lori and Joe. And I don't remember everybody. But I've been in the modeling and TV world since I was about 10 years old, going to LA and doing commercials and infomercials and all that kind of stuff. So I was on set that day. And one of the producers on set, I was doing an ad for Allergan for Botox. And one of the producers overheard me talking to the makeup artist about how I just got engaged. I think I'd either just gotten engaged or just got married. And so he comes over and he's like, oh my gosh, you would be perfect. I'm working on a show like on the side. This is called Orange County Housewives. And I'm like, oh, I've never heard of it because it was so new.
Yeah.
And so he was like, you know, would you consider going on it? And I'm like, well, I'll talk to my husband or fiance, whatever he was at the time. And and I said, but I don't know reality, because at that point, reality was just not, it wasn't like it is now. Now it's taken over and it's part of pop culture and it's just completely different. And I was like, I don't even know if my agents would allow me to do it. I mean, it's just, it's so different. So we just decided it wasn't something that we were interested in. So then fast forward like 4 or 5 years, and Alexis got on the show, and we hung out in Newport a lot. Like, there was a whole mom group where we all had kids the same age. So we all hung out, and she was like, oh, I got on the show. And she, and so, you know, I supported her and was like, oh, good for you. So then when we were going into season 6, she's like, hey, listen, they're casting. Would you consider going on? And I was like, I don't know. Let me talk to, you know, my husband. Let me see. Long story short, we talked about it, and we were like, okay, maybe we'll do this. And then that's a whole other story, because then she, you know, probably got freaked out, worried about our friendship. And so she told me they weren't casting. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, they're not. And I had no reason not to believe her. So I was like, okay. And then a week later, a doctor friend of ours that's a foot doctor, a podiatrist, he said, hey, I got a call from the casting directors of Orange County Housewives. They knew, you know, that I see a lot of women patients. And I told them you'd be the perfect candidate. And I was like, oh, interesting. So then I called. He gave me the number, and I called. And then, of course, I told them, well, gosh, you know, Alexis told me now you're not. And so they loved that drama already.
Oh, it already and so it began.
It began. And so so for me, it was by referral. Mm-hmm. And what happens, but I know now they really go on social media a lot, and they might reach out to women if they see them living an extravagant lifestyle, if they see that they've got a lot going on. Then they'll reach out to them. But for me, it was referral. I called. Then it was, you know, you start the process. The first process is you go in to their studio. They put you on camera. They talk to you. If they like you, you move on to the next stage, which then they come down to your house. They meet your family. They film you a little bit. And then you keep going through interviews. And I think it was about another 2 or 3 interviews. And then, you know, it was down to like me and 1 or 2 other girls. And then they decided on me.
Here is.
So, yeah.
So when you talk about family, what were your family and your friends saying at that point? Like, were they accepting? I mean, your husband and you had definitely talked about it.
Yeah.
But what was everyone else saying? Like, okay, I'm out. Because I see a lot of housewives, like, you don't even see that they're married. You don't see children. So very private, which is understandable.
Which is how I would probably be now. Only because my husband and children really have no desire to be part of that anymore. And so it's funny because even now, I mean, I'm a celebrity influencer now, so I do a lot of influencer work online, especially with skincare and beauty stuff. And people will be like, are you still married? Because I never post my husband. You know, once in a while I'll post like a throwback or whatever, and I don't post my kids, but it's really because they don't want me to. And my girls are teenagers now, and they're just at that age, they don't want pictures on, they just don't want it. And my husband doesn't want it. But when I came on the show, my husband was actually the one that kind of pushed me. He's like, you know, you've been in a funk, because I had postpartum depression.
Yes.
And he said, this might kind of help you to get out of that. And, you know, you've always been in the business. You kind of wanted to get back into it. So this might be a great avenue to kind of get you back in. And so he was very supportive and all for it. But I think it was interesting that you say that, because with friends, I had a lot of friends that once I told them I was doing it, it was like they disappeared. You know, it's like they didn't want to be a part of it. They just didn't accept it. And then what was sad is I have 4 sisters, and you never saw my sisters on there. None of them wanted to be a part of it. And they weren't unsupportive, but they weren't the most supportive.
Right.
And they just didn't want to be a part of it.
Right. So, it just runs the gamut for sure.
It does. It really does.
Okay. So you talked about immediate drama that the producers and that saw with you and Alexis. Do you... And I think I know the answer to this. I watch every show, but well, there's one I don't watch anymore. But is it forced drama?
Everybody asks that. So it's not, we don't have a script. It's absolutely not scripted, because there's no script. You're not handed a script and told, like, these are your lines and this is what you need to say. But I will say that there are times when you'll be out and, you know, for instance, we were at dinner one night, and it was my husband and I and Tamara and Eddie, and they were like, hey, you know, you guys should talk about your drama with Alexis. So they encourage you to talk about it. And then if they feel like it's not enough, they might be like, hey, you know, maybe you should talk about it a little more.
Right.
So there definitely is encouragement. You know, there's a lot of alcohol involved. They always, you know, they always have alcohol for you. And it's just part of what it is,
right.
You know?
I mean, There are a couple of franchises right now. It just seems like, I mean, I have to literally walk away. There's so much fighting. So, I mean, the same thing over and over and over again. Do you think that that could be the demise of these franchises, or people just want to, I mean, crave it?
I feel like, I felt like in the last year or so, I was like, okay, I could really see like some of these are going to go away. I mean, you know, obviously Dallas went away. Miami went away for a while. I felt like people were getting sick of it and they were realizing like, okay, this is just not completely real. But I don't know, because now, you know, they brought on Salt Lake a few years ago and that's doing really, really well. So I keep thinking like, okay, they're going to move on to something else, but they haven't. So who knows? I mean, I think people, at the end of the day, I think it's like you said, it's a guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So even though people may think it's too dramatic, or they may think, oh, that didn't really happen, they still want to watch it.
Right.
Because it's still a guilty pleasure.
I know. Yeah. You know, it's, honestly, and people are like, well, why don't you put your mind to this? I said, you know what? I use my mind all day long. First of all, OC and Beverly Hills, I love the fashion.
Yes.
I don't love all the fashion, but just especially, you know,
I agree.
The furniture, the interiors,
yeah.
Everything. But, you know, I just love to just turn my mind off sometimes.
I get
it.
I get it. Yeah.
I mean, it's so cool. So, Peggy, in my career, especially after starting this career, you know, in the social eye, I have made the decision to be very transparent, to share my struggles and my failures, struggles and my success.
Which I love that you do that.
Thank you. But thank you. But, you know, some people, of course, they don't like me doing that. But I think when you came out about your postpartum, people resonate with that so much. So when you did that and you shared your struggles on the show, because it was real.
This was real. Your life,
yeah. Right? You had a baby. I mean, 1 and 3 year old were your girls,
yes.
Right? So what made you want to do that? Just to share?
Part of it was to share. The other part was a very good friend of mine who I had modeled with for years. She was doing a documentary, which is what I filmed when I was on Housewives. So she had come to me and said, hey, you know we both struggled with postpartum. I'm doing a documentary. Brooke Shields was the narrator of it. And she had struggled with postpartum. And she said, would you consider filming for the documentary? And I said, absolutely. And I told her, well, by the way, I just signed on to do Orange County Housewives. I said, it might be something really great to have them film you guys filming me. Because that way, not only is it going to give press to the documentary, which is important to get that subject out there, especially because this was back in, you know, 2011, not a lot of people were coming out with that stuff. You know, now I feel like everyone's starting to be way more open. It's kind of the trend now.
Yeah, trending.
Mm-hmm. It's trending. But also it's because I think people are realizing let's share and all help each other. So I just felt like it was something that I needed to do and let other people be aware of what I was going through and maybe they were going through it. And help the documentary.
Right, absolutely.
So, and I'm really glad I did it. I can't tell you the number of people that still reach out to me to this day, like, hey, you know, you went the all-natural route. What was that supplement you said you took? And, mm-hmm. you know, can you give me advice on what to do? Because a lot of people are going through postpartum and they don't know what to do and they don't want to do the, you know, pharmaceutical drugs.
Right. So, and with your platform, and you can share. I love that so much. And I've made that perfectly. I mean, I've talked about menopause. I mean, I think I'm finished now, but who knows? But you talk about, you know, we talk about that and then the explant. And I just think it's so refreshing. But especially in 2011.
Yeah.
That was tough.
I think I was one of the first people to come out and admit, you know, that I had postpartum.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was definitely tough to film it. And, you know, if you watched it, I cried. And, of course, it was hard to rewatch. And then it's hard now because I have teenagers now. And
oh.
So they Google stuff and then they're like, Mom, you know, you were on this thing and in there you said that you know, you didn't know what to do or you didn't know if you should have had a baby. And it's like, no, I should have had a baby. I love you more than anything.
Sure.
But at the time, this is what I was feeling. So it's tough because then they can go back and watch stuff and maybe they interpret it differently, not the way that I meant it. So
it's
definitely tough.
Well, it's refreshing.
Thank you. And I try to be like you too. Talk about, you know, it's like now I just found out I have bone loss with, you know, so it's like,
yeah.
I want people to learn from me. And, you know, like you, I want to be transparent and help people.
And that's why I started this. I really did, you know, and even went dove in more during the pandemic with this podcast. But with that said, wrapping around to the majority of the housewives, do you think they are transparent? Do you think that that is a trending with that?
I don't know so much with the housewives. I think just in general, people and celebrities are trying to be more transparent. Housewives, it's hard to tell because I think a lot of them are, yes, to genuinely transparent and trying to be transparent. But I also feel like a lot of people play it up more for the camera. And, you know, I mean, you and I are both in our 50s. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had lunches like some of these lunches that go down? Like, it's like you watch this stuff and I'm like, okay, I've had these friendships for 15 years. We've never gotten in a drag out fight where I'm ripping out someone's hair. I mean, like, that just doesn't happen, you know? So
it doesn't happen.
I think it's
especially in Italy,
right? Yeah, you're in Italy, for God's sake. You should be drinking your wine and champagne and not worry about any of that stuff.
Yeah, and I know, and of course the alcohol makes a difference, just like you just said. Of course it does. So
but I feel like if you did have an issue like that with a friend, more than likely you would try to squash it or say, let's go deal with this later. But I think because the cameras are there, it intensifies it for people, or people are like, oh, this will get me more camera time. And let me tell you, it's getting very competitive. And Gretchen and I were talking about this because Gretchen's one of my best friends, mm-hmm. Gretchen Rossi from Orange County Housewives. And when I was in Orange County 2 weeks ago, she and I spent the day together and we were talking about it. And I think nowadays the housewives, like, we are lucky that we were on there. Like, we're obviously somebody special because if you think about it, there's how many people in our world? I mean, I don't remember the exact number in the world right now. Where are we up to, like, 4 billion or something? I don't know. We're at some crazy big number of how many people are in the world. And if you think about it, there's only a select few that are getting asked to be on the show. So obviously they see something in us and there's something, you know, special. But if you also think about it, that makes people fight for it. And so the deeper you get into it and the longer you are on, the money gets better. And so I feel like the stakes are higher.
Yeah.
So nowadays, like when I was on, I felt like it was pretty mild. It was still like friendly and mild, you know? But now you've got women that are like doing such crazy stuff that I feel like if you're on now, you have to really go to that next level if you want to keep your job.
Right. And the drama has to stay.
Look
at Salt Lake City.
I haven't watched that one, but I've seen like tidbits of it on Instagram and stuff.
Wow. I mean, and Vanderpump Rules. I mean, goodness gracious, that kept them in business, right? Okay, you were on in 2011 for a year. You signed a 5-year contract. You came back in 2007 a little bit. What made you want to leave?
So I signed a 5-year contract. I did season 6. Going into season 7, I knew that it was all about the drama, the Peggy, you know, Alexis Jim drama. And they'd even told me, like, we're going to dive more into that. And so I went and filmed a party at Vicky's, and I just started feeling sick. I started, you know, I had so much anxiety. And then because it was my first year, you're like, you're listening to all the haters and you're, you know, you're online seeing all this stuff and you're trying not to do it. I was losing weight. I was kind of a mess. And so going into season 7, I was getting really unsure of like, is this right for me at this point in my life? And I'm so thankful for the opportunity. And I love all my fellow housewife sisters that, you know, I've stayed in touch with, and there's a lot of great opportunities that come out of it. But for me personally, I was like, I don't know if this is the right situation to keep going on. So I kind of had said, well, let me see how it goes when we film at Vicky's. And some drama was going down, and I didn't like how I was feeling. And I called my husband and I'm like, I don't know if I could do this. And he's like, you know what? He's like, we don't need the money. And the money's not even really that great anyways until you get to like season 3 and above. And he goes, so if you're going to bow out now, because before you, you know, get really hooked into it. And so it was hard because we signed a 5-year contract. They don't want you to get out of that contract. But, you know, our attorneys got me out. And a lot of it was based on my health because it was mentally, my health was not stable. Now, if I were to do it now, or, you know, I actually had talked to the producers about coming back on, I forget exactly what year it was. It was the year that Kelly Dodd came on. Mm-hmm. So I was considering coming back then. And they had said, well, the only thing is you didn't really stay in touch with people, because a lot of the girls will come on and film just for fun. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do that because I just felt like if I was going to quit, I had to just stay away and really stay away from it all for a while. So they said, well, we could bring you on as a friend, or just kind of have you start filming. And if you're comfortable, then bring you on as a friend. And so I did a few things. And right away, that same feeling started coming up, like, oh, my God, the anxiety, the anxiousness, the just this isn't for me type of feeling. So I just said, you know what? I'm good.
Right.
I'm good. I'll come once in a while if you guys want me to hang out at a party or something, but I'm good.
So when they have cast members come back for a cameo appearance, does that mean they're coming back, or they just...
No.
Does Bravo reach out to them? I mean, how does that work?
It depends. So a lot of times they'll have a party and they'll invite old cast members and just say, hey, we're having this party, you know, and a lot of the cast members, old cast members are coming if you'd like to come. And a lot of the girls are fine to come. For me, like I said, at that time, and it took me a good couple of years, so probably 3 years before I really wanted to go in. And I think after a while, if you keep saying no, they just stop inviting you. So, you know, but then I started going to a lot of the parties anyways. And so then they were like, oh, well, maybe you should come back on. So it just depends. And some people will say yes, and some people will say, well, are you going to pay me? And if they say no, then no, I don't want to do it.
Right.
So it just depends.
It's all about money sometimes, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, let's say you're on and you have a party and you invite me. Okay, let's just say I'm your friend. Does Bravo have to approve the people that are coming to your home?
Sometimes. And that was frustrating for me because, you know, I was genuinely friends with Alexis when I started the show, and I had met Gretchen. And I knew Lori, although she wasn't on our season, but I knew her from outside, and I had met Gina. So although I was friends with some of the girls, I had a great group of friends that had nothing to do with the show, but I wanted to film with them. Mm-hmm. And they really kind of looked down on that. I think they'd let you do it a little more now, but at least my season, they weren't really big on that.
Right.
So I did have a couple friends film some stuff, and they just cut them out. So... if I were still on and I invited you to come, they probably, you know, wouldn't show you, or right. They would have to get approval. Like, exactly. Well, why are you bringing this on? Or they'd want you to know. So if say they brought Dallas back, mm-hmm. and I came on, and Deandra and I are at lunch and we invite you to come, you know, because you're friends with both of us mutually,
yeah.
That might be something they'd be okay with. But it just depends.
Just depends.
Yeah.
And Bravo wasn't what it was back then that it is now.
Oh, it's huge.
Andy,
now.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Huge. I mean, absolutely. Andy's a great guy. He's really fun.
What he's done. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. Amazing how, of course, like you said, reality TV was not a thing.
Yeah.
But then what he's created, and so many other, obviously, but it's amazing. And you know what I think about a lot? So, you know, everyone tosses around different numbers of how much you get paid to be on there. And just like you said, it progresses. I was like, how expensive? I mean, if I have a party, it's expensive. I mean, to keep up with the clothing, to keep up with the entertaining, I mean, that is expensive.
It is, but I mean, you're already, you know, most of us are already living that lifestyle anyways, which is why they started the show. Like, let's follow these, you know, wealthy women around. But you also have to keep in mind, I mean, you have the podcast, you get sponsors. So you have to think about that. When they go on a trip, if they're, you know, filming at a hotel, the hotel is getting a free commercial. So, you know, they're not
paying.
I don't know if I should be saying all this, but they're not, you know, they're not paying for the hotel.
Sure.
So, you know, even when you throw a party, there's, you know, people that might reach out and be like, oh gosh, you know, can I be the chef at your party? Because they want the publicity. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that goes on, which is wonderful because it helps, you know, all these small businesses out. It helps, you know, and it's great for us because then we're not forking out all this money. And some of the times, like with my husband, we had a dinner party and he wanted a particular wine. And they were like, well, you know, we have this budget for the wine. He's like, that's fine. I'm going over it because, you know, I want this particular kind of wine that's very expensive. So, that you know, that's great, too, because the show will give you a little bit of a budget for some things. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go over, you can.
Yeah.
You know?
That's up to you because your husband likes a particular wine and that he doesn't want to show whatever wine
exactly
at his home,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Keep it authentic, right?
Yes.
There it is. And transparent.
I might be too authentic right now. I'm going to be getting phone calls later.
Oh, okay. Would you do it again?
Well, I told you I had an opportunity to.
Yeah.
Probably, gosh, is what it's been like, I don't know, probably 8 years ago, mm-hmm. I had an opportunity and I chose not to. So I don't know that I would. I mean, if we stay in Dallas and they were to bring Dallas back, I would maybe consider doing a friend role, but I don't think I would ever be a full-time wife again. Right. Only because it's a lot of pressure. You have a lot of a commitment. You know, you have to go to every event. You have to go to the reunion. Whereas if you're just a friend, you don't have to go to every event. Right. You can say no. You don't have to go. You know, more than likely you won't be invited to the reunion. Or if you are, you know, it's a small little time. It's not like you're there for the whole day. So I don't think I would do full time because I have too many other things I'm passionate about, and I have a new show that's starting in May. So
yes,
I think.
Well, you are giving so much perspective to this fangirl for sure, and so many others. I love hearing all these things, and a lot of these questions came. We posted about this on Instagram and said, "What questions would you want for the housewife?" So that's a lot of people want to know these things, and you know what they want to know. But Peggy, you and I are in the same age bracket.
Yes.
Okay. We take care of ourselves. We work very hard to take care of ourselves.
Yep.
You are beautiful.
Oh,
I'm not going to say it because somebody who said to me, "You look great for your age." Well,
that's like a backhanded comment.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Okay. But just taking care of ourselves, you know. So you had Ageless in Orange County.
Ageless OC, yeah, mm-hmm. Which I came up with the name and I came up with the whole concept. It was my show idea and everything. So I was working with a production company that was very small. They just didn't really have the background, I guess I would say. So I'm very happy that I got it off the ground and that I did it. And it was all around anti-aging. And I'm really big on, you know, trying to do everything holistically and trying to prevent going under the knife as long as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never done any surgeries other than my breast implants. You know, I get Botox, but that's it. I've never done any face surgeries. So I'm all about the modalities that are more holistic and that are preventative. So I do a lot of, you know, facials. I do the micro needling. I do the Morpheus 8. I do, you know, the peels. So I'm all about all that kind of stuff. And a lot of it's genes. People are like, "How do you look like 10 years younger? What are you doing?" And I said, "It's genes." My mom, you know, and because I was modeling at such a young age, I was the girl at the beach that would cover her face with a towel.
Oh, yes.
So I had a lot of insight of like, I needed to be doing this. And I was always drinking water and working out. I'm not a big drinker, never did drugs.
Right.
So I think all of that goes into account. But I'm very excited because Ageless OC, you know, we didn't get a lot of publicity with it. It didn't get out there too much. But I took the idea to another company that's big and they're amazing and we've got amazing distribution. And so we're doing it. We're moving forward with it. It won't be Ageless OC. It'll be just Ageless.
Good.
And they're going to come and set up a studio for me in Dallas. And we're hoping if everything goes perfect, knock on wood, we're going to start filming in May.
That's amazing. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. And that's more down my alley because up my alley, because I'm a host, mm-hmm. and I've been a host for well over 20 years, way before Housewives. And so I'm doing my passion, which is hosting, but then I'm also doing my passion, which is teaching people how they can be forever ageless, how they can look younger and feel younger by doing things that, you know, are more natural.
Right.
And a lot of upkeep, you know, and you know, us women, it's all upkeep. And guys, too. Guys are getting more into this space, which I love. And I keep trying to promote men to get into this space. Like, hey, you should do some upkeep. I just told my husband yesterday. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this peel on you because I do a lot of DIY stuff at home. I'm really excited.
Well, that is so great. And spreading your wings outside the OC.
Yes.
There we go. Over here in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Yep.
I keep saying Dallas. She's in Fort Worth today.
Today, Fort Worth. But I'll go anywhere, wherever.
You know, I love Fort Worth. And I was over in Dallas twice last week. Or is it this week? I don't even know what day it is. But, you know, it's just a different feel. You've been over here, the Stockyards. That's a different feel,
right? It absolutely is. What I like about Fort Worth, and I've only been here about, I think this is my third time, is it feels a little more calm. So it's a smaller city and it's more calm. You drive in here and I was like very calm, but sometimes I'll go into Dallas and I'll be like, oh my God, I'm like, I'm stressed out. I don't know where to go. And the GPS is all wacky. And so I like Dallas. I haven't even gotten to see a bunch of that area. I still have so many things to see. But I like Fort Worth. It's got a very like home feel. I feel like it's like more of like a, you know, like that small town feel.
Yeah. Small big town is what we call it.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
We were coming back. Oh, it was Friday. I was over there for meetings all day, and it was late. And I was driving back like, my shoulders, I got 10 and 2, stressed out. And then I saw the skyline in Fort Worth, and I was like,
Well, I get that going out to South Lake, you know. It's like I leave the city, and I'm like tensed up, and then all of a sudden I get up that 121, and I'm just, you know, okay. And calm down.
Yeah.
There's not as much traffic. There's not all the busy streets and all the high rises.
But I am going to put a disclaimer on that. I get very excited when I drive into Highland Park Village. Very excited.
Love Highland Park Village. Yes, right. I go there all the time. I take my girls there, and my husband and I do date night down there. That's beautiful. And we have considered, you know, because we were spoiled in Orange County.
Oh.
We had a crazy social life. Every red carpet, you know, we're going up to LA for movie premieres. We're going to private, you know, concerts, usher singing for like 30 of us. I mean, you know, we had a very, very beautiful social life out there.
Right.
So we have struggled a little bit here with the social life. And so we were like, gosh, maybe we do need to move down to Highland Park or, you know, Preston Hollow, where we were originally looking, just to get that social life. But I do worry about my kids changing schools. Oh. They're very happy now. So
right, teen. They're the teen years, right? That's
terrible. It's tough. Teen, oh, I don't wish it on anybody.
No.
Teen years are very tough. I love my girls, but they are tough.
They're tough. My daughter's 24 now.
Okay.
And she's my best friend. She really is. Okay. Aww. And I know people like, you can't be best friends with your kids.
Wow. I think you can be when they're older.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
And but it was 13 for just a minute. It was just tough. And of course, if you think about it, I was perimenopause.
Oh, gosh.
The perfect storm, you know. So thinking through that, and I've shared that so much on the podcast, like, I mean, it wasn't just her. It was me, too, going through the hormone.
And you probably didn't even know you were going through a lot of it.
No, I didn't.
And that's
know.
The problem. Like, I follow this doctor on Instagram, Dr. Marie Claire.
Yes.
She's out of Galveston. And
yes.
She wrote the Galveston Diet. And she's got a menopause book coming out. I love her because she's so real. And she's making it so much, like, more accepted to talk about it. And I remember when I started going through symptoms, and I was like, what is going on? And you don't even understand. I mean, literally, my friends will tell, like, my husband and like, his friends, like, guys don't get it. But we are not, like, it's almost a disability for us. And so they can't, like, look at us and be like, oh, all of a sudden she's turning psycho. Like, no, that's not us. This is our hormones, and it's making us crazy.
Yes, or lack thereof.
Well, yeah, true, lack thereof, yeah.
You know, overdiagnosed or overprescribed, for sure. So we're going through all that. But I think about it back when she was 13, I'm like, oh, that was me too. It wasn't just her, but teenagers are tough.
Well, what's wonderful is now you're talking about all of it, and you're going to be able to give her that insight. And that's what I tell my girls. Like, what I'm really trying to advocate right now is, I didn't know that I had so much bone loss, and a lot of it is hereditary. My mom has osteoporosis. I'm very small boned. Mm-hmm. I'm very thin. And I worked out with weights my whole life. I was, you know, I've always been athletic. So I'm like, how do I have bone loss? And what makes me angry is doctors don't tell you to get bone density scans until you have a fracture or something happens. Mm-hmm. So I told my girls, I go, when you're 30, you're getting your first scan, because that will give you a marker, and then you can start doing things to prevent it. You know, I'll get you on the vitamin K, I'll get you on vitamin D, you know, and I took the birth control pill for probably 10 years.
Right.
And now I'm like, oh my God, I'm reading all this research. I'm like, that probably attributed to taking, you know, depleting my bones.
For sure.
So I feel like at least, like, you and I, we're able to now help the younger generation so that they can do things now to prevent how they're going to be when they're older.
Because my mother didn't talk about it. My mother's deceased from cancer, but didn't talk about that.
My dudes didn't either.
Talk about it at all. Yep. And it's funny you say that. I just had probably my fourth bone scan Friday.
Oh, I saw you had one, yeah.
Yeah, I did that Friday, and my doctor in Irving, Dr. Leanne Scott, amazing. She just like, you have to do it. You absolutely have to do it. And by the time I got home, they called me and gave me my results.
Oh, like, that's amazing.
Whatever you're doing, do it. Keep going. I don't drink cow's milk.
I don't either.
You know, and so it's scary, you know. So, but
that's a myth. The whole thing about milk, you really, it's more about the vitamin K and vitamin D.
Vitamin K and D.
Mm-hmm.
See, you heard it right here on the Fabulous Podcast.
Absolutely.
I cannot thank you enough. I'm going to consider you a new friend, and you're not far, Peggy.
No, we're close. We're going to meet for lunch, and I'm not afraid to drive. So, you know,
I'm not either. I'm coming.
I'll drive anywhere. I'll go 3 hours. Let's go. My mom and I used to drive to Palm Springs for lunch and drive home from Orange County. So, I'm adventurous.
Let's go.
Now, some of the housewives aren't so much here.
Not at all.
Unfortunately, I've been a little disappointed
that
I haven't gotten the welcome like we get in Orange County.
Like,
we're really welcoming to anybody, because it's like, you're like a sorority, you know?
Right. Well, this housewife of Fort Worth that just that is going to have you and your hubby back up here,
well,
for
thank
sure.
Thank you. I had so much fun today. I adore you.
You too. How can we all find you?
So the best way to find me where I'm on the most is Instagram, and it's @OC Peggy Tanos. And then I've got Facebook Peggy Tanos. And I'm on Twitter, I think, as Peggy Tanos. And I do have a website, peggytanos.com. But it's really just my workout DVD on there now. And I'm going to be changing it, revamping it all, because now that I have the new show coming, I'm going to have a whole new thing going with that.
I can't wait to hear and watch and see and everyone follow
Thank
along.
You.
Peggy, and I'm so excited that we could share this little bit of OC knowledge and housewife knowledge as well. And thank you again for coming. And everyone, let us know what you like to hear, because that's what you actually did on this one. And you know what? Keep being fabulous.